This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is in full swing. Welcome to the last hour of the show, man. It's definitely a Friday, and it is month end, right? And as you know, what that means, it is time to introduce you, man, to an artist from the province who is doing absolutely amazing things, man. I'm telling you. We call this segment Limpopo's Next Big Thing. And do not forget, if you're a Limpopo musician, all you need to do, if your music is registered, send through your music, man. We want to give you the spotlight. Send it through to music at capricornfm.co.za. That is music at capricornfm.co.za. Do not forget also to use the other email, which is chris@capricornfm.co.za. And include hashtag Limpopo's Next Big Thing in the subject, right? And then we could be featuring you in at the end of month of July, man. And yes, today is no different. I am joined by Lebogo Zakaria Maphutha. I pronounced that right, right?
Yes.
All right, and there we have it. He is known professionally as Zak Da Freak. He's a South African rapper, songwriter, record producer, and definitely Limpopo's Next Big Thing. You've heard his music, probably seen him perform as well, right? Today, we get to know him personally. We're zooming into his life. My brother, Zak Da Freak, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. How are you?
No, man, I'm blessed. Are you good?
I'm all right on yourself.
Before we get to the conversation, before we get to know you any further, right? I'm sure you've had this question countless times, right? But where does the freak fit in? Well, one of the Zak the Freak. Freaky kids and a guy more Zak. Please elaborate.
I used to change names like back in the day.
Yeah.
I used to call myself Zak M.
Okay.
But then I thought like, nah, that sucks.
Okay.
So Brayaga, Paili.
Sure.
He's the one who gave me the name Zak the Freak. The Freak, actually.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. So from my bro.
You got that from a guy?
Yeah, he's all my right, bro. It's not like, right. I mean, yeah.
Nah, it's all good. So, to someone, man, who is, you know, hearing you for the first time today, how would you describe who Zak is? Who Zak the Freak is?
Zak the Freak.
Mm.
Damn. Zak the Freak is a spiritual person.
Uh-huh.
He's a motivated person. Zak the Freak is from Lebogo, Zone A.
Sure.
Yeah, that's where I grew up. Mm. Yeah, overall, I would say Zak the Freak is just a kind, loving person.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, just to wrap it up nicely. Yeah. And I mean, when did your love for music, man, start? Like, when did you know what's working? This is it. Like, my love for music needs to start now. And when did you start pushing this love that you have for music?
I think around grade 11.
Okay.
Yeah. I worked with Bless and some Deva.
Mm.
That's one of the people who introduced me to the music industry.
Okay.
Through recording, Hyper.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Hyper Soul X. That's where I recorded my first track, actually. Yeah, back in 2014. That's where I found the love of music to create.
Yeah.
I used to record music back in the day, but okay, I couldn't have like enough time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of time, man, I mean, besides music, we know that music gets a little bit dicey, a little bit tricky. But mm-hmm. What does Zak the Freak do besides music?
Besides music, during the day, I have a soccer team.
Okay.
Called Blue Lions. Okay. I manage young kids. Mostly from under 13, under 15, under 17. Yeah, we're in the LFA League, which is SAFA.
All right.
So, yeah, most of my times, besides music, it's soccer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's soccer.
Okay, all right. Do you love soccer?
Yeah, very much.
Uh-huh.
Very much.
What, Dal?
I coach.
Oh, you coach?
Yeah.
Margararo Hono Dal.
Almost deaf, man.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. And let's speak about, challenges within the industry, challenges within the game. What do you feel like is one of your biggest challenges? Not even one, but what is a challenge that you can look at and say, you know what, navigating this industry is a bit hard because of certain challenges?
One, I feel like it's music. I mean, marketing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, marketing would be the first. And then Yabubedi would be finance. Yeah.
I hear a lot of, you know, local acts, cats that are coming up in the game speak about that a lot, or a Zaga, finances.
Yeah, because you would have a good track, and then how you're going to go about it, like promoting it.
Yeah.
You need marketing for it. If maybe you're not well known, how mm-hmm. How are you going to go about it?
Yeah.
You need to market yourself.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, also, man, I mean, you've worked with, alongside some notable, you know, names. And you're unbound, you know, you're not bound down to that particular genre, right? But where would you like to see the brand, Yazek the Freak, in maybe the next 5 to 10 years?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I love touring. Firstly, yeah, I love touring. So I feel like maybe in the next, I'd say 3 years, I'd like to see myself touring Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the next 3 years, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Nah, that's still good. That's still good. We still hanging around, man, with Zach the Freak. What we're going to do, I'm going to pay you his jam. Do let me know if you have any compliments, any questions for the brother. Send them through to my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226. That is 079-899-6226. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. I'm chilling with Zach the Freak. Man, let's talk a bit about this song, man. What inspired this song, Walala? Like, where were you in your mind, in your element? What was happening?
Walala. Okay, me and my girl, we're going through a lot. So, walala, it means don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going through a lot. So, rinekelo khawana. So, me writing this song was saying, don't give up on this. Let's not give up on this.
Oh.
On Tara.
Okay.
So, don't sleep. Don't sleep on me. Don't mm-hmm. sleep on yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's not sleep on us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
Do you think you draw a lot of inspiration from what you're going through at that current moment? Or what do you think actually gives you inspiration to actually write, to actually come up with a song?
Mostly it's my daily routines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what I go through. Sure. Normally I can take someone's story and try to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe write from how I feel. But mostly this track I wrote from how I feel.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So let's speak about, I know a lot of artists go through this, but what do you do in that moment when you have that mental block? Do you ever have that, like, now you even start doubting, or when I get an artist or what?
Yeah, I believe every artist experiences such.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how do you handle it?
My friends, talk to my friends, go out for a walk. I used to walk my dog. Clear my mind. Plus, go to skiing.
Sure.
Yeah, it clears my mind also. Then when I come back to studio, everything just feels fresh.
Okay, okay. So, in case you have missed us, and you just joined us, man, trust and believe, I'm still hanging out with Zach the Freak, Lewa Homu's very own, right? And before we went to the break, I think I didn't mention something. So we kind of have a little surprise for you, because you know what? In life, you might find that the only thing we can give you, which is a big thing, is airtime on the show, right? But we came through and to source out some of our friends, you know, to come in and assist. And joining me on the line right now, he is one of the most talented South African rappers and music producers, right?
Mm.
He has always been referred to as the Hook King. I don't know if you know maybe who I'm talking about. You can't guess, ne, from the top of your head. You can't guess, ne.
Hook King.
Yeah.
I don't know. Besides me, I don't know.
Oh, besides you don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so help me welcome AB Crazy. What's good, B?
No, I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what up? Are you crazy?
I'm good, man.
I'm just introducing you to the Hook King, but besides me, they don't know. So I'm like, okay. We already hot. What's good, my B? Thank you so much for joining me, dog.
No, thanks for having me, bro.
All right, so Zach, we have AB Crazy. We gave AB Crazy your songs, right? 1954. Rockville and Walala for him to listen to and come, you know, and give you some bit of words on your craft, right? So, AB Crazy, the floor is yours, my G.
Oh, yeah. Look, I listened to Walala and, okay, so let me start with the beat, right? I think it's a dope beat. I like the slow down piano vibe, you know. I'm just glad that you could actually, you know, read the room. in terms of what's happening in the industry right now. And let me move on to the verses. I think the verse was dope, although the backing vocals were slightly louder, maybe just in my ear, but it's not really a problem. But it's still a dope verse. And then the hook is catchy, very simple, and it sticks. So that I like. So overall, man, like I think it's a dope song. Like I'll give it a thumbs up, and it just makes me want to, you know, anticipate more from you, like from, you know, what else you can, you know, you can offer in the game. But as an artist, I see where you're going with it. So I give it a thumbs up, man.
Walala
is my favorite. I like it. Yeah.
Man, that is so dope, baby. That is so dope. And maybe I should give, you know, a platform for Zach to actually ask a question if he does. Do you have any questions? Maybe a question for AB Crazy, Zach?
Yeah, I actually do. Because AB Crazy is known of best hooks, right?
Standeezy.
Yeah, best songs. Yeah.
Standeezy.
So how do you go about, is this the right track? Is this the right track to push what I'm writing is actually like going to get people more involved in the song?
Look, that's always tricky, like, because we always love everything we do. Like, every song you write, you think is the best. But maybe you can try to, because you never know. I've written songs that I didn't really believe in, but they turned out to be great. So that's hectic. But all I can tell you is that if you like it, then just go for it. And think about whether, like, 5 years later, if you'd still be able to listen to it and be proud of what you've written. You know, so always think about that. Like it first, but whatever you're writing and whatever you're singing, ask yourself if you still like it when you hear it 5 years from now or 10 years from now. Whether you'll be embarrassed or you feel disappointed or you feel like you could have done better. So that sort of helps. Like, you know what, would I like this like a year later from now though? You know, but if you like it, then it should be good. You see, then you can just wait to see, anticipate what other people will think. But it starts with you first. You have to feel it and really like it. If you don't, then something is wrong. But if you like it, go for it. Yeah.
All right. Sounds dope, nice. dope, man. Is that all that you want to ask AB? No pressure.
No
pressure. My brother AB Crazy, thank you so much, man, for joining us this afternoon. But before I let you go, I mean, we're loving the joint EP, The Brotherhood. Tell us a bit about it, man. Tell us a bit about that, and where can people access it, Maji?
The Brotherhood is just basically me and Rashid, we've just been boys, you know. So, like, over the years with Rashid, with, like, traveling and stuff, because he used to help me a lot with, like, you know, like in the game and just movement and stuff. So, but he's a rapper as well, you know, so we'd make joints where, like, I'll just do the hook and then we'd just leave them. But some joints, he released them. So this year, he was just like, you know what, I'm thinking, let's just put together all the tracks that we made and then and just call it, you know, the Brotherhood EP. And then we're just going to shoot videos for it. And then, like a joint EP. And I was like, yeah, why not? Let's give people music, you know, and contribute to hip hop. So it is on Apple Music. That's where people can get it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is so dope, AB. Thank you so much, man, for always making, you know, time to come and talk to us on the show. We appreciate you. And thank you for pushing, you know, the movement of these youngins, man.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
really do appreciate you, Maji.
No, thank you so much for having me.
One time. And that was AB Crazy, right? How do you feel, bro? I mean, just spoke to, as we mentioned.
Good.
A bro that is doing and has done and is still going, you know, doing great things in the game. How does that make you feel as an artist, actually?
It feels good, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting me excited. I feel like I'm honored to be here.
No?
Yeah.
All right. No,
and AB Crazy taking his time to be on the show, talking to me, getting to listen to my songs.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, man.
Appreciate
one time.
Appreciate that.
So let's move back to you, right? So what's next for you? I mean, you're taking out singles, EPs. Are we looking forward to a body of work, maybe for the year? What are your plans? What's your 2024 looking like?
I'll be releasing Mizama.
Okay.
Yeah, on Mizama, it's me, it's Finest, It's Borosa. We actually five on the track.
Oh, dope.
It's produced by Soul Kid. And
what genre is it? Because I see this hip hop, this piano, this.
I mean, specifically the track Mizam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's produced by two producers.
Oh.
It's Soul Kid and Hypnotic KG.
Uh huh.
So going forward, I'll be releasing it. I also have visuals for this upcoming single.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bang. I think it's a bang.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's a bang. And then I have an EP coming up, I think 2 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly Afrobeat songs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Afrobeat and hip-hop.
All right.
That's my genres.
If you were to look into the game right now and where the game is situated and everything that's happening within the entertainment industry, where would you say, or which person would you say, you know what, I feel like I want to work with this person, and why?
I feel like maybe... that's a tough question. Who would I want to work with?
Or feature, or something. Feature. That person that you know what was saying. Oyenenga Motara. Yeah, no.
I think Zuchi.
Coke Dope?
Yeah, Zuchi.
Uh-huh.
Is one of the most... Damn, how do I explain it? Oblayan and Amman.
I worked with Zuchi. I have a song with Zuchi, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, you must check it out. I have a song. Because I think like I released it 2018 or 2019. I have a song with Zuchi.
That's good.
Zuchi.
I feel like he's the best producer.
Actually, it was Zuchi and Flame that I worked with.
Yeah.
So Zuchi, yeah, no, but I hear you.
Yeah, Zuchi and Flame, actually.
Zuchi's very... Yeah, no, Zuchi's something else.
Yeah.
No, Zuchi's something
else. He's also good on the hooks.
Clean.
Yeah.
Clean. Okay.
And maybe Ayanda Gia.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So look, I ask people about... Maybe they have questions or compliments. Let's maybe play this and find out what people are saying.
Hello, Kim Bej, Lizek, Elikai. And I have my question, Gore. King in Tweed Young Zagore, I feel like I continue. I have a lot of music, although, Lutaran Saturday by Tap El Rabuzamara, Utola Pela, no Rona, I'm going there. So, you know, what's about now? Motivate King, or I feel I know a Pela.
That's actually a great question. That's actually a great question, right? What actually keeps you going? I mean, as I mentioned, the industry, it's tough. You know, it's a battlefield. So what keeps Zach going and saying, what about, I'm not giving up Kichwela Pele no matter what?
I feel like it's the dream.
Okay.
The dream, the heart, the love, the ambition. Besides music, I don't feel like I know a lot. Yeah, I'm a sound engineer by profession.
Okay.
So, I think the dream.
Yeah.
I think the dream. I've always loved music. I remember growing up, time I got DVD,
sure.
VCR.
Sure.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. I think it was in grade 3.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's where everything started. So, I feel like the dream. I love music. I breathe music.
Oh, man, 100%. Let us take another one.
Kimba Zuga.
Oh, yeah?
Bona, it's the first time Kigwa, this guy's music, but Bona, Daman Wabeta Brood, Wachella. Bona, I'm feeling a la Daman Street, Bona. Even the Regis has German no swa, Kinabegibeliona. Ah, Wachella Brood, keep it up. Keep it up, it's Benito.
That's Vard Benito, thank you so much. Nina Lagabaraka, Zach the Freak, right? Check him out. Available on all social media platforms, right? Now, before I let you go, man, do you have any shout outs to anybody that is out there? Maybe Cherry, maybe Oledi, someone.
I say shout out to my little sister,
uh-huh.
Nana Chills. Yeah, she's my biggest fan. Shout out to Manyabana Rakhadiaga.
All right.
Ki Manumbo, Kimicha Manumbo.
Sure.
Yeah, she's been there for me since.
Yeah.
She's been my biggest supporter.
Yeah.
Shout out to my small family. Shout out to my big family. Yeah.
Yeah, you know the secret. Small family, yeah. Oh, man. Zach the Freak, thank you so much for coming through, bro. All the best for your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Keep pushing. You know, we shall see you at the top. And do not forget, when you make it to the top, be the first stop that you should come back to. And we shall talk more about that, right?
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And that's where we shall wrap it up with Zach the Freak.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.